Yeah, one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish, black fish, blue fish, old fish, new fish. This one has a little star, this one has a little car. Say what a lot of fish there are.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Podcasting for Dummies. Today we have a special guest. His name is Gavin. Hello, Gavin.
Hey, Henry. How's it going today?
It's going pretty good. Well, Gavin, I know you're a little new to the podcasting thing.
Experience.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 13. Lived in Blacksburg, Virginia all my life.
Gavin, can we get some personal info?
What am I supposed to say?
Anyways.
So, Gavin here is replacing Sad Caden, who sadly couldn't make it today. He might come back in a later segment, but we never know. Topics do you guys have?
So, Gavin, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I play soccer.
You do?
Are you?
So, how good are you at soccer? Scale of 1 to 10.
I'd say a solid 10 and a half.
Oh, thank you. I'd rate myself at, like, 5.
Oh, 5? Really? No.
Oh, like, you're saying, like, Cristiano Ronaldo is, like, a 10? And I'm, like, in the negative.
No.
On a professional level. Like,
yeah,
we're talking about skill level.
Like, yeah.
Oh. Your skill.
Like,
scale 1 to 10.
Based on the other players in your league.
Probably 6 maybe?
A
6. 6 or
really?
7.
Really?
No.
I'd give you about
10 and a half. Maybe coming close to 11.
Yeah, but you're a clown.
Gavin can do
certified.
A rainbow with a soccer ball. Yeah. And around the world.
And around, well, you learned that?
Oh, yeah, I learned it over there.
Aw. For your passion project?
Yeah.
Nice.
I used to be able to do a bicycle kick, but then I did a backflip on a trampoline, and I hurt my leg, so now I can't do it anymore.
Aw, big deal. Let's hear it out for Henry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a great moment.
All right, well, besides that, well, there's a very unfortunate passing of someone beloved by many.
Rest in peace,
weekend.
LeBron Johnson.
No, Henry. Kobe Bryant,
41-year-old
basketball legend, died this weekend.
Yeah.
A tragic helicopter accident along with
Gianna.
Some others. It was a pilot and 8 passengers.
And those 8 passengers included Kobe and his
13-year-old daughter.
Yeah. All jokes aside here, this was a really sad moment. I can't imagine what other players who were very close to him could be going through.
I think it was some parents too, and maybe one of the kids.
3 other players.
There was a
there
was a basketball coach for local school. And those parents have 2 other kids, so they don't have parents
didn't
anymore now.
Didn't he pass, like, he broke a record the day before he died.
LeBron?
Yeah, he broke LeBron's record. Or no.
No, LeBron.
LeBron broke
Kobe's
record,
yeah.
Sorry, I had it mixed up.
Yeah.
Just unfortunate, man. Tragic.
Yeah.
A lot
tragic
of
event.
Teams took, like, 24-second and 8-second violations in honor of Kobe.
Yeah. During games.
Yeah, and a bunch of people in 2K joined the server and wore Lakers jerseys.
Now they're also postponing the Lakers games. Yeah, at the Staples Center.
Yeah.
Well,
all right, that was a very sad segment.
Yeah,
but
besides that, his helicopter was pretty sick, though. It had the Mamba logo on
it.
It
was
straight black. With, like, was it gold or yellow logo?
Gold.
Gold, I think.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Very unfortunate.
We should talk about the fact that homework exists. Because
You see now, some schools
sucks.
Some schools in Texas don't do homework, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but, Caden, our friend who couldn't join us this time, actually said that scientists did some research and have proven that homework is not for the better for kids our age.
I think we should have, like,
homework is not for the better.
A little bit of homework, but, like, not too much.
Maybe
like, not hours.
Maybe, like,
30 minutes or something.
Or, like, a worksheet a week, you know? But not enough to, like, stress you out. You know what I'm saying?
Miles, I know you can't exactly relate to this. Maybe you can, but for us algebra boys, we have about 15 to 30 questions of homework every single night.
No, but they've been easy.
Plus, I know they've been easy, Aiden, but, like, still, it's a lot. And we have an essay due on Friday, so I just... It's too much.
Yeah, persuasive spring essay for English.
Yeah,
having
we started
this week. I'm doing mine about why the Zoomx Vaporfly Next Percent is better than Boost.
I'm doing mine about
The Vaporflies and stuff, they're going to be banned from pro running competitions.
No, they haven't made the decision yet. It might come at the end of the month.
They most likely will. And but the Boost.
Because compared to the...
Okay, ladies, you're both pretty.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Compared to the Adidas Adizero 3, the Adidas Adizero Adios 3, compared to the ZoomX Vaporfly Next Percent, it increases a runner's economy by 4.2%.
What's that?
I guess how efficient you run with those shoes on. And...
A new, okay, I don't know.
Is this a shoe
and,
review?
And,
yeah.
A new record for a 10K record was set in Boost.
This is not what Gavin wanted to talk about
Hold on, after this, the Boost shoes weigh like 8.30 ounces, and the Next Percents weigh like 7.1. And, you know, the Boost don't really have that much cushion, but... The Nikes do. They have a lot of cushion, but it's foam, not Boost.
Yeah.
And Boost is a lot more dense.
So, Gavin.
What's your favorite food?
Yeah, what's your favorite food? Sure, let's go with that.
Pasta. Probably pizza or macaroni and cheese.
What's your favorite restaurant?
Oh, that's... I don't know.
You guys know Abby's?
Ones. Oh, yeah, Abby's.
Next to Domino's.
Well, what's your favorite, like, takeout kind there? Chinese?
Oh, Chipotle.
Fast food? So
Chipotle? I've never had Chipotle, ever.
It's really good.
I don't really like
Gavin,
Mexican.
Don't give him that look.
Yeah, Gavin's giving the blank-faced, what have you been doing your whole life?
No,
Abby's,
it's near the auto parts.
Never
I
been there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good burgers and wings. It's like not a barbecue place, but they have the best teriyaki wings and the best tater tots, I think, in this town.
And pretty good hot dogs too.
Well,
yeah, their hot dogs are alright.
Yeah, Gavin loves hot dogs.
Oh yeah.
What are you boys like vacation plans for this summer?
Oh, well, for the second time, I'm going to London.
London!
And it's going to be... I really liked going last time, and I think this time is going to be a lot
isn't
more
Isn't that
fun.
Where Harry Kane is from?
Yup.
Oh, yeah. Gavin has a
and
Harry
then,
Kane jersey.
After,
I'm surprised I remember that.
After that, we're going to Ireland, and
ooh.
We might go to Rome.
Wait, will you see
ooh.
Asher in Ireland?
Gosh. Jesus.
Get it because he's a ginger.
I heard
Asher's our ginger friend with lots of freckles.
Yeah, and then we might go to Italy. We haven't decided yet.
Italy.
Yes.
Spaghetti.
Italy's good.
Actually, one single strand of spaghetti is a spaghetto.
Why do you know that? So, Gavin, I know you like to play soccer, but what's your favorite soccer team? I don't really know much about soccer. I'd be interested to hear about this.
Probably
Man United.
No.
Man City.
Yeah, I
have
Man City.
What are your vacation plans,
though?
Oh, God, I have no idea. I want to go to London.
Yeah, you can
friends.
Come along. I'll hide you in my suitcase.
That's definitely original, boys. For us, it's... We might... Stop that. Okay, Aiden and I... We might not go to the beach this year. We might go on some, like, camping trips instead.
Ooh.
We might go visit our grandfather down in West Virginia and go fishing with him, go camping with him.
Nice.
And we might get a hot tub.
Oh, interesting.
In the summer?
Yeah, instead of going on vacation.
Bro, you don't understand. Okay, so one time I was at my friend's house, it's Tanner, and he has a hot tub.
Future guest, maybe.
It was snowing outside, right?
Oh, I went there, and it was really cold.
Yeah.
And it was really cold, but we were in the hot tub, right? And, when we would get really hot, because we had the hot tub cranked, like, all the way, when we would get hot in the hot tub, we would jump out of the hot tub and just run around in the colds.
Oh, that's lit, man. That's lit.
And then one time I shoved Tanner into the snow.
Haha.
Oh, yeah.
And then he jumped in the hot tub. It was really funny.
Yeah,
we went
there and
like
Pierce,
put it in the hot tub and washed it out.
Yeah.
Well, Henry, when we went there, Pierce was there, and he started whipping us with towels.
No, when I was there, you weren't there, Miles.
Well,
I whipped everyone.
The second time, it was kind of just to, like, whip when we were just, like, whipping back and forth when we were waiting to come inside.
No,
it
no,
was
but
really cold.
By the time I was there, I whipped everyone and gave them a red welt.
Oh, yeah. All right, so we're going to take a little break. We'll be back in a bit. See you guys. All right, we're back from that little break. And actually, we got Caden back.
Sup?
Yeah, Caden. So, if you guys forgot, I don't know why you wouldn't. This is with Gavin.
Oh yeah.
Diggs, and so, where did we leave off?
I don't know.
I know you don't, Caden.
Yeah,
but
really,
where did we leave off?
So you were talking about like Tanner's house or something.
I think so.
Vacation.
Yeah. Okay, so we're just going to completely go off of that. Gavin?
Yes?
What do you just... Jesus.
What are you doing?
He's pulling a Michael Scott.
Gavin? All right. Gavin, what do you desire most in life?
Probably be a professional soccer player, maybe in the Prem.
So you want to be a professional soccer player in the Premier League?
Yup.
Well,
play in the World Cup? Yes.
Well,
Olympics? Yes.
If you get there, Gavin, I'll know you.
Oh, yeah.
All of us will know you.
You better give us money.
I'll give you free tickets.
No.
Yeah, free tickets.
Tickets, yes.
Great.
I'll watch a game.
Free tickets and then I'll sell them for money.
What do you want to be when you grow up, kid? Think. Get them gears turning. You had a 45-minute talk.
Engineer.
To our teacher about using your brain.
Professional fisher.
I want to be a person.
That does what, though?
What's
like
his profession, man? You'll probably be a gamer, a streamer, something like that.
Probably.
No,
dude, I would think so.
This kid plays like Fortnite 6 hours a day no matter what.
See, that's not
true.
Oh,
you're Caden.
But you
invite
like
every
you
single time.
You're funny when you're like not alone, but like
sit down
you trust. And like you'd be an interesting streamer or like YouTuber.
But our friend Fenton would be the best YouTuber ever.
Oh my gosh. We need to get Fenton in here.
Yo.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah,
we have a lot. Henry has a lot of guest requests, so it might take
A little bit, guys. A
couple of months, maybe.
I don't know. We're going to have to grind it out before the school year, and honestly, it would be pretty cool.
Can't wait for summer, though.
Yeah, I really can't wait for summer. It's going to be pretty epic.
Oh,
yeah.
8th grade summer, though, that's going to be fun. Like,
mm-hmm.
Last day, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but we have high school.
Yeah, but we'll
apparently
be the top of the food chain,
like,
and 8th grade summer will be awesome, bro.
Like, ninth grade.
Some higher intelligence of our friend in high school. Said, you know, the freshmen, there's the sense that freshmen get bullied or whatever, and they really don't.
Yeah.
It's just like the seniors know, and they'll, like, talk about it with their friends, but they don't really –
They don't confront them about it yet.
Yeah, no. They'll talk about it, but they don't do it.
I'll be a person when I grow up.
You already said that.
Miles, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Me? Artist, maybe.
Like a musical artist or like painter?
Both, maybe.
That'd be an interesting profession.
That would.
A musical artist.
And a painter.
What do I want to be? I don't know, man.
What do you want to be?
A musical artist, though. Imagine that. You do music.
No, what
you do the art of music, so you're a music artist, but you're also an artist.
So you're like a double artist.
Exactly.
So what would be cool, probably, is an engineer or an artist. An engineer. So it's probably the most realistic one.
No, working for Michael Scott, bro.
Yeah.
Thunder Mifflin Paper, that's the best profession you can have, guys.
Are you still deciding what you want to be when you grow up, Caden?
Henry, what about you, man?
I'm going to be...
You can be a giraffe.
He already is a giraffe.
Yeah.
So tall.
I'll be a grown-up giraffe.
Oh, yeah. Henry, what do you want to be?
I don't know. It's unrealistic, but I would very much like to play for the major leagues. It's very unrealistic.
In baseball?
Yeah.
Well, you're a really good pitcher for you, like your age right now, right?
No.
Not at all.
You're tiny.
Yes, you are.
I'm a good reliever, but not a pitcher in general.
No. An MLB. You met an MLB player, and he said you're good except for your windup or something.
Oh yeah. So Zach Kelly, pitcher for the Los Angeles Angels, told me that I was a good pitcher. I don't have that good of a velocity, but according to a major league pitcher, my form is good, and. Except for one thing, I put my arms up like an M. And, I don't know. See, when you let go, when you stride out, you point, well, at least I do, I point with my elbow towards the plate.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
But
yeah.
When I point with my elbow as I'm going down, my, like, shoulders raise up, so it makes an M.
I see.
Why?
We're just clowning around
right
now.
The YMCA, we all have our hoods on except our ears are poking out.
I'm the odd man out. I don't have a
Yeah, he's wearing a turtleneck fleece.
You have a fleece.
Vineyard vines.
See. So here's a little fun question. If you guys had to wear any brand of clothing, what would it be? Any
Nike,
one brand.
Nike.
Nike.
Because I'm
Nike?
A runner.
Wait, what about Adidas?
I should know.
Oh,
no, no, hang on. Supreme, because then I can sell it for more money and get more Nike.
Gucci! What about that?
Yeah,
it's not
Gucci.
Worth it.
Givenchy.
No, but what if the government provided you with it?
Oh, well, then Nike.
Yeah, because Nike has gear. Sorry, Adidas.
No, but like for the rest of your life. Like, not once can you wear any other piece of clothing.
Nike.
Wait, does that count like shoes?
Nike.
Yeah.
Nike.
Even underwear.
Yeah, Nike, dude.
I've never worn Nike underwear.
Yeah, me neither.
What
do they
have underwear?
I don't even know if they
have. Yeah, I know.
Underwear for the rest of your life.
What?
What kind of underwear? What brand?
Oh.
Top three brands.
Kane's going Commando.
Hanes, Calvin Klein, and Adidas. Adidas have really good
Hanes, Duluth Trading.
Okay.
Yeah.
Duluth
Hanes,
Trading.
Hanes, Duluth Trading, and, oh gosh. What was the other brand? Fruit of the Loom.
Okay. Mine would be Hanes, Duluth Trading, and Pair of Thieves.
I've never worn any.
I haven't because they're $13.
Hanes Gang, baby.
Duluth Trading. I love those commercials, though. Or, like, Beavers on the guys, like, the pants and stuff.
Yeah, but...
I'm wearing Hanes X Temp right now.
Wait.
I'm wearing whatever this is.
I'm going
like
to go
not,
with...
It's not
Jockey.
I'm
going
to go with Fruit of the Loom right
not.
There.
Yeah. What's you guys' favorite commercial?
Oh.
Puppy Monkey Baby.
What?
Super Bowl commercial.
Oh.
He's like, puppy.
Puppy Monkey Baby.
Monkey.
Baby. Puppy Monkey Baby.
Oh
monkey
my
baby.
God! Please, no.
It was so weird.
Wait, so it's like the apple pin thing?
I remember
I
when I was like seven.
Doesn't Caden look like that kid from that one vine?
Yes.
I think you look more like him.
Because you have the,
yeah,
you got the hoodie is the same.
Yeah, but while we're recording, boys, I got to do the pacer. If you don't know what the pacer
Ooh,
test is.
Fitness testing.
Yeah.
I mean,
back in the day, our parents only used to, like, the PE teachers only made them run a mile. Now we have to pacer.
Well, since we're runners, we prefer a mile.
Yeah,
pacer.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I would much rather prefer a run
yeah.
a mile.
But they do the pacer because it's indoors, so you don't need to plan a day. Everyone can do at least something, so you don't have kids running like.
Like three quarters of a mile. Or
a tenth
half.
Of a mile being like.
Yeah, they can drop out at any time.
Yeah, no, but when you go up to that high school and just run like that.
The course. Oh yeah, 8th grade cross country is going to be awesome next year.
I'm not doing cross country next year. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball.
I
can't.
It was.
You should at least run though.
I will. Yeah, I run anyway. Now that cross country season's over, I like run.
That's good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just kick balls.
Okay. Yeah.
You hit balls too. So.
All right. I think we're gonna leave this episode here. Thank you for listening.
Thanks to our sponsor,
Rage.
No.
we're
not sponsored by Rage Analyzers.
But please do. Actually, if Lord's Mobile's listening,
Aiden.
Henry happens to be sponsored by 21 Pilots.
No, he does not. He has a sticker.
All right. Please.
Right.
Everybody, calm down.
I'm gonna end this episode.
Let me do the outro.
Okay.
Let me do the outro. Right now. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this episode of Podcasting for Dummies. Have a good day,
bye,
I guess.
Everybody.
Say bye, everyone. Bye.
Bye.